stand on a ladder and repair their windshield out in the middle of somewhere and blow it with a hairdryer and then tell them they can't drive for an hour or two until it's really set. In other words, having someone else repair your window is a rather lot of trouble, and repairing your own must certainly be better because you're always with you wherever you go. And so they're having this conversation, and so now it's swirling more and more, and we say, how would it be possible, given that vibration, for anyone else in the desert to have rendezvoused with that flying rock? It was just meant to be in terms of law of attraction, you see. So nothing ever comes to you. First, we want to say to you that nothing ever comes to you because you've just thought it for the first time right now. So that helps you know that things have been in the process of coming, and one of the things that comes to the rendezvous point may be your awareness that something is coming. And so then what you do next, that's the most crucial part of this question, isn't it? What do I do when I get an impulse to do something to stave off some sort of problem? And we say, get off of the problem as quickly as you can and move to the essence of what the solution feels like. Because when you do that, you can get to solutions of problems so quickly that the solution will supersede the problem and the problem will never occur. And that's really the value of the guidance like that. When you have a sensation of something coming, one of the things that makes Esther the most honoriest of all things is that she senses something coming, verbalizes it to Jerry, they don't do anything about it, and then it comes. It's sort of like defying your very own guidance system. And then usually she blames Jerry because she thinks that having told him about it, he should have done something differently. But what we want you to realize, when you feel something coming and you find the vibrational feeling place of the solution that you are seeking and you make that your dominant vibration, and you have a choice on every subject of the world of which end of the stick you make your dominant vibration. And what manifests is the indicator of which end of the stick you are more often vibrating on.
Well, I think that the issue is that I fear the sensation of fearing that I am causing what I don't.
Well, we know. We in the beginning, as we told you that you are a deliberate creator, many of our physical friends started to be afraid of their thoughts. They'd suck them back in, cancel before the law of attraction gets hold of that thought. And so instead of calling it the science of deliberate creation, which made you all too aware of your thoughts, we began calling it the art of allowing. The art of allowing softens that. The art of choosing thoughts that allow the well-being that I'm seeking, you see. We don't want you to fear your fear. We want you to embrace your fear. We want you to appreciate your fear guidance in the same way that you appreciate the tenderness in your fingertips that keep you from cutting or burning your fingers when you're sensitive to the sharp or hot objects. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. When you feel negative emotions, stop and say, this is a good thing. This is an indicator. This is an indicator that I am leaning heavily in the direction of what I don't want. What is it that I do want? And as you make that simple pivot again and again and again on every subject in the world, you will find yourself more of a vibrational match to what you want. Mm-hmm. Jerry and Esther look at their life and they can feel the bigness of their life, and in far away the majority of it, they are in vibrational alignment with things that they do want. And it's really a wonderful thing when something that they don't want, some innocuous, unimportant thing, shows itself to them to keep them sharp in their focusing. In other words, you mean to be sharp in your focusing. And when you start getting sloppy, the indicators start showing that you're getting sloppy. It's nice to have those indicators. It's sort of like the bumps on the sides of most roads. Esther finds them helpful because sometimes she drifts a little. Okay. And it's nice to know you're drifting before you're in the ditch.
Yes, it is. I have another question, and it's totally different. I want to be clear that I am not complaining or anything, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feeling. But Abraham, why two people from the United States? I mean, are you planning to channel in different like countries, like in Italy and in France, and you know, because It's, I